We'll go ahead and start this meeting off with having Gabe read the minutes of our previous business meetings. Gabe. We need to turn Gabe's mic on.
Mine's working. If somebody wants to hold it, mine's working.
They're putting him up.
Okay, you can hear me now? All right. I had a mic, it wasn't on. All right, so this is the last time that you guys have to listen to me read these minutes. But I want to start off by saying congratulations to Judy, and it's been a privilege to be the CCB secretary for the last several years, and I think I've learned a lot, and hopefully I've been able to do justice to the minutes and capture everything that's needed. And with that being said, here we go with the spring 2013 business meeting minutes of the California Council of the Blind. And for the Friday evening portion of the session, start off with the credentials report. Pam Pology gave the credentials report. The chapters not seated were Antelope Valley, Butte County, Coachella Valley, High Desert Chapter, Inland Empire Chapter, San Bernardino Chapter, San Mateo, and Yosemite Gateway. Motion, it was moved and seconded to accept the report. The motion passed unanimously. That was it for the Friday evening. Saturday, we had the nominations committee report. Pam Pology gave that report. The slate of candidates includes for second vice president, Roger Peterson, secretary, Judy Wilkinson, and for board members, it was Artis Bazin, Linda Perel, Vita Zavali, Robert Wendt, and John Ross. Motion. It was moved and seconded to accept the nominations committee report. The motion passed. Muttstrut report. Frank Welty gave this report. He talked about the three regional events, when they would be, where they would be, and more. All regions will have timed runs. He urged other chapters who aren't near one of the three regions to try and find other ways of supporting the Muttstrut. There was no action taken on this item. Conference and Convention Transition Task Force. The Convention Task Force included Gene Lozano, Peter Pardini, and Jeff Tom. The Constitution Group included Gabe Griffith, Jerry Consler, and Mitch Pomerantz. Donna Pomerantz and Roger Peterson served on both groups. Gabe gave the second reading of several constitutional amendments. The following amendments were passed. Article 4.9, Newell Perry, endowment. Article 5, meetings. Article 11.11, dues. Article 11.12, financial statements. Article 14.1, dues delinquency. And bylaws, Article 1.14, nominations committee participation. Article 1, nominations committee meetings. Gabe then gave the first reading of other amendments, which included Article 7, constitutional amendments, Article 14 point, I think 14 point, I think it's supposed to be 4.3, Newell Perry Trust, Article 14.4, officers' terms, motion. Jeff moved to accept the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report. The motion was seconded and it passed. Donna then read some of the highlights of the report from the Convention Logistics Task Force group. Some of these included increasing registration prices, having a board meeting with a plated lunch, groups attending the convention, and others. There were several thoughts and concerns expressed by convention attendees. There was no action taken on this item. Sunday, we started with minutes. Gabe Griffith read the business meeting minutes from fall 2012 motion. It was moved and seconded to approve the minutes. The motion passed. Okay. Governmental Affairs. Jeff, Tom gave a governmental affairs report. He talked about Capitol Day, who attended, and what they covered. He discussed the various legislative imperatives the committee is working on. Motion. It was moved and seconded to accept the report. The motion passed with some discussion. Treasurer's report. Peter Pardini gave the report. In 2012, the total net income less expenses was a positive $97,486.86. He then talked about the financial situation through March 31st, 2013. Motion. It was moved and seconded to accept the... All right. Sorry, I just got a microphone shoved in my face. So that's the pause. Okay. If I sound funny, then don't worry. Let's see. It was moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. The motion passed unanimously. Resolutions. Jeff gave this report. The following is a listing of resolutions and what action was taken. Resolution 2013-A1, State Guide Dog Board, referred to a task force. Resolution 2013-A2, Cycle Tracks, passed. Resolution 2013-A3, Guide Dogs for the Blind Training Practices, passed. Resolution 2013-A4, State Guide Dog Board, referred to a task force. Resolution 2013-A5, PDF documents, passed. Resolution 2013-A6, blind... purple. What is that? Oh, blind people serving on juries. That passed. Resolution 2013-A7, volunteers, passed. Resolution 2013-A8, hotel appreciation, passed. It was moved and seconded to accept the Resolutions Committee report. Motion passed. History. Kathy Skivers gave a progress report of the history of CCB project. They are still trying to organize all the information they have collected. It will be available in various formats once it is completed. There was no action taken on this item. Or, I'm sorry, on this progress report. Committee reports. Peter gave an update on the budget committee. He discussed projected income and expenses versus actual expenses and income. This year is not projected to be a balanced budget. Old business. There was no old business. New business. Linda Perel reminded people of the survey on the BC or on BC readers and access modes. Robert Wendt reminded people that it is still possible to apply for scholarships. Vita Zavali announced a survey asking membership what they would like to see on the website. Gigi, and I don't remember Gigi's last name or how to spell it, if anybody can help me on that. How do you spell that? M-A-R-I-E. Okay, got it. Thank you. Announced that the Redwood Empire chapter is having a picnic called the Happy Dog Days of Summer to support the Mutt Strut. The next convention will be held from October 17th through the 20th. Of 2013 in San Diego. Motion. It was moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. The motion passed unanimously. Respectfully submitted, Gabe Griffith, CCB Secretary.
Okay, do we have a motion? We have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion?
Madam President.
Jeff.
I think this may have been a reading error, or maybe I heard it wrong. My hearing is, as my wife will tell you, is not what it once was.
That's called husband's disease. Oh, sorry.
There's part of that, too. That's only during the football and baseball and basketball seasons. So I think, Gabe, when we referred to the constitutional amendments that had their first reading, you referred to the one on constitutional amendments as Article 7. I believe that's Article 17.
You're right.
Any other discussion? Okay, we have a lady here on my right.
And then Linda.
And who is that?
Pam and then Linda.
Okay, if we can get, if you can stand so that Ed can, oh, okay, don't. Yes, Pam, apologies, someone called for her.
Maybe I missed it, and I'm sorry if I did, because I did during the Sunday, I did announce these dates of this convention, and I did announce when the credentials were due. So I'm not sure how that got missed, or maybe I missed you saying it. I'm not sure.
No,
thank you.
I think it was just missed. I'll get it put in there.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. Gabe, I didn't remind people about a BC survey. I announced an upcoming BC survey.
Okay.
I feel like we're in the resolutions committee. But it's all true. Any other discussion? Actually, we're calling for amendments, so. But I guess that's in discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Jean abstains. Motion carries. Thank you.